You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, we have National MP Jamie Lee Ross. Good afternoon, Jamie Lee.
Afternoon, Amanda.
How are you?
I'm good, good. Busy day, but great to be with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm also joined in studio by my producer, Adam.
Kia ora.
Hi, Adam.
So he might talk to you as well today. So Justice Minister Amy Adams made an announcement today about what? Was it today that she made the announcement? Sorry.
Yesterday.
And about quashing historical homosexual convictions. Can you tell us a bit about what that really means?
Well, firstly, it's good news. I think we've come a long way as a country in 30 years. There was decriminalisation about 30 years ago. Then there was civil unions, same-sex marriage, and now we're doing the right thing by expunging the convictions of those who were convicted of doing what society now considers to be perfectly normal for people to engage in with consenting partners. Basically, if an individual was convicted of a range of offences relating to sexual interactions with consenting adults, and they were convicted for those crimes, they'll be able to apply to the Secretary of Justice to have those convictions expunged. They won't have to appear in person, they don't have to go before a court or anything like that. They just have to prove that on the balance of probabilities that it was a consenting act between two consenting individuals, and then the conviction will be expunged. I think it's been a long time coming. Probably should have happened 30 years ago as well, but society's moved on, and this is a good move. And I'm pretty proud to be a colleague of Amy Adams today.
Yeah, and you said it has taken these kind of 30 years. Why has it taken so long?
Oh, I don't know. I'm 31 years of age myself, and the world that I've grown up in is very different from the world that, you know, 50 and 60-year-olds now, that 50 or 60 years of age now grew up in. We should move faster than we do, but the bottom line is we're doing this now. It's the right thing to do, and I hope that it will bring some closure for people who have been traumatised by convictions that really should never have taken place.
Right, and this isn't going to be kind of a blanket pardon on all of those convictions. There has been concern that having to apply to get that expunged will be kind of re-traumatising those people. What's your kind of response to that?
Yeah, I can understand where they're coming from. The difficulty is, though, that the law didn't distinguish between a consenting act and a non-consenting act, and it didn't distinguish as well as it should have between those that were over the age of 16 and those that were under. So I understand it's quite difficult to write a law which would ensure those that were unfairly criminalised have that conviction expunged, but also ensuring that those that were conducting activity with a non-consenting individual are not able to get that conviction expunged, because quite rightly, if there was no consent involved, then they shouldn't have a conviction expunged. It's not a simple process, but I think Amy Adams is trying to... Sorry, it's not a simple process to write the law, but Amy Adams is trying to make the process of applying as easy as possible. As I mentioned, there would be no need to appear in person, no need to go before a court, and the threshold is on the balance of probabilities. If they can prove that on the balance of probabilities it was with a consenting adult over the age of 16, then there shouldn't be a problem getting it expunged. And it's voluntary too. There's no need for people to choose to go through this if they do not wish to. But if they do want to have the right thing done for them and have the conviction expunged, then that option will be available.
Right, and the homosexual act, as kind of a phrase, that was legalised in 1986. So how many people does this law affect? How many people do have this on their records today?
The research by the Ministry of Justice suggests that there would be about 900 to 1,000 that were convicted of these specific convictions, which were indecency between males, sodomy, and keeping places of resort for homosexual acts. Those were the crimes that were in the act at the time that were removed, and now we're saying for those three specific crimes, if there's a conviction, they're the ones where about 900 to 1,000 people potentially could have that expunged. There's also going to be the option for family members of deceased individuals to apply as well, so that if it's important for a family member to ensure that the conviction is removed for a deceased relative, that they can apply for that too.
Right, and just lastly, they do have to kind of prove that it was consensual. How does someone go about doing that if this was more than 30 years ago?
Well, the law still needs to be drafted, go through a select committee, have submissions heard on that. So I think there'll be a lot of movement and wording, as there always is with legislation. But I would imagine that the conviction will state who the other party was. And if that party was over the age of 16, then there shouldn't be too many other hurdles to jump. It'll be on a case-by-case basis, and every individual case needs to be considered based on the circumstances. But Amy Adams' view is that it should not be made difficult. It should be as easy as possible to go through the process of applying.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.